Come to Me by Skybolt. Once some time forever after, flashes smoke and fire and clatter, once the sky bore forth disaster boiling on the shores, when out from ages here and gone, the triumphs, failures, every song, sang of tribulations that I long so very much for, when stripes and feathers, horns and heads did butt together, all them bled and bled and bled and wept and sought for peace, but were ignored. And so in quiet beasts and beauties gathered close, beseeched by duty, to see at last and ever clearly that death was at their door. When out they looked to seek the sun, but found it dark, forever gone, by storm clouds gathering along the heavens like a floor. With great light waned and lesser fallen, both behind the orb they summoned, trying desperately to hold that hand a minute more. But hours struck, as did the fire, wrought from deep, forbidden shire, of shaman sorcerers conspiring to end the war. And all at once the pages ripped from histories had all but slipped into an unseen ether from which they'd be seen no more. Instead a mist that covered all, that settled after final fall, to see the present past recall itself nevermore. Then out from mist I trotted quick, a wretch of bile, blood, and sick, but somehow still my heart did tick in rhythm like a clock. In aimless fog I ambled after, all the world and its disaster made me seem the only master on this empty rock. Gallop, neigh, and whinny, weep, pray and stray and try to sleep, but quickly found that such a deep was now another block. Toss and turn, quiver and yearn, water, medicine, discern. Show me, please, so I may learn to reach again that slumber. But days would pass and turn to weeks, from valley, town, river, peak, through houses, cities, parks, and creeks, I slowly still did lumber. Why, oh why, do I still move, my heart so willingly to prove that it cannot be removed by some arcanic thunder? In endless day I wandered soon, considering why its impune would motivate me and the tune it sang inside my head. I gaze for stars or welcome moon, find me worthy, opportune, to bless me, grant me its commune of what my heart has read. But it would seem to be immune, concealed away, a small cocoon, seeing fit to still dragoon, even as I pled. What knowledge does it keep within, to drive me, tug me by my chin, and mystery it harbored when, at last, it let me see? How could this fog have let me spin, my body gaunt and growing thin, but also on my face a grin, for now I knew its plea? For even dumb, there still had been a compass pointed at my kin, my once and all beloved begin calling,
"Come to me."
Again I saw her image greet, her face as warm as summer heat, that judgment day could not delete my soul's own missing key. That key which fits so nice and neat into my heart and not discreet, but ticking as I passed the streets, for I knew where she'd be. For in those days the moving feet of war machines had many seats, which sought out every mind elite and asked it,
"Come to me."
So neither were we much surprised when she was asked to then devise the magic potions utilized to treat the amputee. And though we were demoralized, we both together recognized that we could not disenfranchise the ones that sought esprit. The world then soon destabilized, though my thoughts had compromised, we still were somehow harmonized as she called,
"Come to me."
I thank the heavens, not repressing gratitude, instead expressing how the princess's good blessing left me life to live. I knew not to be distressing, for the bunker where her pressing duties would keep her, suppressing this mist like a sieve. So I moved, always progressing, knowing soon I'd be caressing Poppy's gentle form, professing all the love I give. I let those thoughts of her beguile me as I reached every mile nearer her to see that smile grinning back at me. My body wore down from the trials, withered as one would, exiled in this wasteland left defiled by a glowing sea. Other creatures turned so vile, scattered from the lifeless piles. As I transited a while, she called,
"Come to me."
on long dark eternal night, where phantoms move and monsters bite, and little else did glow with light or give one guarantee. Sleep again did not invite me as it did since all the blight poured forth in final horrid might on all reality. But waking dreaming did delight me all the same, because despite my weariness I soon would reunite with my Poppy. Since I first saw her like a plume, that orange coat alight me bloom inside while she did wonder whom this awkward buck could be. Above me did my spirit loom, I found myself now free of gloom, not too soon she'd call me groom, my lovely bride-to-be. But now she's sealed down in a tomb, while I was blasted from the room, where megaspells cast their fume, engulfing all of me. Then broke from thought, I found the sand, where Poppy would be on a land, so unassuming, but did span a complex deep below. But once the empty desert bland, now held a crater very grand, a deep depression that ran down, the levels still aglow. I moved in close and then began to feel my ticking heart demand that now I gallop down the wasteland's carved away plateau. Oh, humble goddesses, princesses, please, let all these gateways been able to seize, that corridor systems and all of it freeze them here from the reality. Over the beams and the rafters asunder, piles of rubble, and left me to wonder what kind of way that the fire could plunder this laboratory of the deep. Down in the catacombs, as in a peas, gentle wind breathed on me through steady breeze, and what did I hear to put me at ease? Her calling,
"Come to me."
Poppy, I cried as though it were a prayer, seeking her guidance to show me just where she was stuck waiting for me to be there and answer quickly her plea. Then I could feel my legs march down a pathway, turning me, guiding me through every doorway. It was an anchor that I thought to obey as it tugged me deep in the sea. Though in those motions I thought I should care, while I sought after my own lovely mare, why it felt closer as though it a snare with every
"Come to me."
Then at the end, the final doors parted, revealing a light I saw when I started. This journey from doomsday, I had departed to follow my lost lover's plea. Stretched on the ground, a scene that was morbid, the blood and the masses of dead bodies, organs, splayed out from their forms connected and horrid, and wrapped all along the debris. I followed the trail, the viscera drenched in blood as it lay in these piles entrenched, as though something feasted and could not be quenched. I heard then,
"Come to me."
There in the root of all of these forms, mangling, pulsing, living and warm, horde of their skulls together had swarmed as it said,
"Come to me."
Recoiling in horror, I gave a shriek, my soul draining quickly, body left weak. There in the mass, the lover I seek, as it said,
"Come to me."
Carcasses moved, all slowly wrapping me into the mass, accepting the trapping, surrendering still. I joined her passing as we said,
"Come to me."